The fishing opener has come and gone, and it's fishing season in Minnesota, as it should be, and all is right with the world. John Chahlstrom is on the line with us this morning from Chahlstrom Bait, and we thought we'd ask him a little bit about how this fishing opener is stacking up so far, perhaps, to last year, when spring didn't come until the middle of June, and we never really even had summer. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
So what about last year? Last year, at this time, We still had snow cover. It was cold. How's this year stacking up?
This year is right now we're back into a little bit of a cold spell, but we are definitely way ahead of last year as far as the weather is concerned. Last year our season started out. The ice out was just a couple of days before the opener, and the year before that was even worse, with ice out a couple days after the opener. So this year, the ice has been gone off the lakes for weeks now. The water's a lot warmer, and the fish are a lot more active.
When it comes to a successful fishing opener, and we start talking about cold temperatures, do the cold temperatures have more of a damper? Do they create more of a damper on the fishermen or on the fish themselves?
I would say the fishermen. But definitely, if the weather is beautiful, 70 degrees and sunshine, we have a lot more, like, entire families going out. But if it's going to be cold and rainy, we will end up with the diehards will still make it out no matter what. But we like it when the sun shines and everyone can get out there.
So if it keeps snowing now and again through the middle of May, you can still fish. The fish are still there. You can still fish, unless you're kind of a whiner, I guess.
Oh, the fishing is we've got really good reports from people that have been getting out this year already. They're getting some walleyes. Chub minnows are working very excellent to get a few walleyes on the stringer, but the fish are biting just fine, and I think the weather is gonna break for us. We're gonna see a lot more sunshine and get into the 60 degree temperatures, and then it'll be a lot more of a family event than just the diehards out there plugging away.
Exactly, the ones with the big thermos, the big 5-gallon thermos of coffee. What's new and exciting bait-wise? I mean, you when you go into a bait shop, you see all of these outrageous lures, and every one is more complicated and brightly colored and elaborate than the last one. Is there something new this year that they've come out with that is the latest thing that's guaranteed to catch fish?
Well, there's always an awful lot of marketing that goes with fishing, and there's definitely every season there seems to be like some newer Rapalas with some new color patterns and some new like holographic type stickers that really make them jump out. But when it comes to actually getting out there and getting fish to bite on something, you really, when you go classic, you can't go wrong. Just a lead head jig with a chub minnow on it is so tried and true, and has caught so many walleyes that the more stuff changes, the more I like to go with a real classic approach. It's a hook and a minnow or a leech on a slip bobber setup is also just you can't have a more boring, plain setup, but it's natural, and it's what the fish like.
Well, and nothing says summer quite like leeches in the refrigerator.
That's right, and we have plenty of them going right now.
Say, John, while you mentioned it, let me ask you one quick question. Many folks are trying to become more environmentally responsible, and they're trying to find alternatives to lead when possible. Are there alternatives to lead sinkers that fishermen maybe want to make themselves aware of, so that's a choice they can make if it's something they want to do?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. There's one of our Minnesota companies, Water Gremlin, and they're made right down by the cities. They still make lead sinkers, but they also have some non-lead thinkers that work just as well, and they're really not that much more expensive. For about a dollar more for a pack of sinkers, you can go with a non-lead alternative that that works just as well, and you're also supporting a Minnesota company, which we got to like that too.
You bet. That sounds like win-win-win to me. Well, John, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, it was a good time.
Thanks. John Chalstrom joined us this morning of Chalstrom Bait and kind of gave us an update on how the fishing opener is going so far.